Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Governor Tim Walz has already issued an executive order for the Minnesota Department of Health to safeguard vaccines following federal guidance that could restrict availability. During a healthcare roundtable on Tuesday, Walz said, with misinformation coming from Washington about vaccines, Minnesota is stepping up its efforts.
The bottom line is, as it's always been and always should be, your doctor and your provider make the decisions on the vaccines you're going to get that are safe, and we're making sure that that stays as it's always been.
The governor says the state is currently keeping medical providers, insurers, and the public updated on vaccine safety, effectiveness, and availability. The Minnesota Fallen Firefighters Memorial Service is this Sunday on the state capitol grounds. Hopkins Fire Chief Dale Speckin says it's a time to recognize those who made the ultimate sacrifice.
And so this year we're adding 6 firefighters that have died in the line, a couple that have died in the line of duty this year. And then we found some from previous years. So
the 6 firefighters will have their names engraved on a column on the Minnesota Fallen Firefighter Memorial. Speckin says Sunday's event will honor all of the state's 255 fallen firefighters. The man serving life in prison for the murder of Madeline Kingsbury of Winona is asking for a new trial. Adam Fravel was found guilty of first and second degree murder in the 2023 killing of his ex and mother of his 2 children. His attorneys argue the judge should not have allowed prosecutors to present evidence about past abusive behavior, that the state's domestic violence expert was unreliable, and they questioned the medical examiner. Kingsbury went missing in March of 2023, and her body was found that June after months of extensive search efforts. The Minnesota Lynx blew a 20-point third-quarter lead and fell in overtime to the Phoenix Mercury 89-83 at Target Center in Game 2 of the WNBA semifinals. The Lynx were up 59-39 midway through the third quarter. Coach Cheryl Reeves says she wasn't surprised how intense Phoenix played in the second half.
I would think that's what a team would do, you know, after a first half that didn't go like they wanted it to. That's typically what you do. I think our response to it was, you know, a little bit uncharacteristic, unfortunate.
The best of 5 series is tied 1 game each and moves to Phoenix Friday night for Game 3. And the International Owl Center in Houston is mourning the loss of one of its most cherished residents. Uhu, a Eurasian eagle owl, passed away from heart disease at the age of 13. Uhu was a beloved teaching bird who captivated and educated more than 100,000 visitors during her time at the center. This is MNN.